Miss Goldsby advised you that she was pregnant.
They told her to take a urine analysis.
He wanted cold, hard proof.
I grabbed the cup. She left out the hospital.
Why did you grab the cup?
Maybe I could feel if it's warm or not. It wasn't even warm.
Then the situation heated up.
He calls a scene at the bar. He pushed me down to the ground and spit on me in front of everybody.
If you have three children, stay home and take care of them.
I take care of my kids.
Why, were they at the bar with you?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Christopher Thomas is suing his ex-girlfriend, April Goolsbee, for vandalizing his truck after a heated argument.
Order. All rise. That's case number 94 on the calendar in the matter of Thomas versus Goolsbee.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Thomas, it is your claim that the defendant, who used to be a girlfriend, is responsible for damage to your truck. Some damage that was caused when she was riding in the truck with you, some damage that was caused when she vandalized the truck, according to you, while it was parked at your mother's house. The defendant denies that she vandalized the truck. And furthermore, she has a counterclaim. She says that you assaulted her at a bar and some other nonsense about a small loan that she gave you. Okay, from what I understand, you and the defendant were in a relationship, but not a serious one. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was just casual dating.
And at some point, Miss Goldsbee advised you that she was pregnant.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have to go into all of the details, but finally you said, we'll go to the hospital and let them do a pregnancy test.
Correct, correct.
We'll go together.
Correct.
Something happens in the hospital when you were taking the test that caused you to have an argument with her. You want to tell me what that was?
Yes, ma'am. I went to the hospital with her. They told her to take a urine analysis to detect the pregnancy. She put the cup back on the counter. I suspected something was up with the pregnancy before just because of her character. I grabbed the cup. She left out the hospital at that moment.
Why did you grab the cup?
I wanted to see the actual specimen.
Why? Your Honor, he dropped his things.
Just a second. Why?
Because I didn't believe that she was pregnant. People...
Well, they were going to... By looking in the cup, you're not going to figure out what that is.
Your Honor. Your Honor, I figured if I look at the cup or feel the cup, maybe I can feel if it's warm or not. It wasn't even warm.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, that's what you had the argument about. So you grabbed the cup, she ran outside, you got in the car, and something happened in the car that I might be interested in because you say it caused damage to your transmission. You want to tell me what that was?
Upon leaving the hospital, she just slammed my car into park from drive. So we all jerked forward.
Who was in the car with you?
It was me and her.
Just the two of you?
Yes. Your Honor, he's lying.
I don't want to hear from you yet.
Okay,
great. Go ahead.
So I told her, don't do it again. Please, don't do it again. She did it again, 10 seconds later.
Was that in the parking lot?
This was driving down the street. So I had to drive all the way holding her back down the street until I dropped her off.
Okay. Was the transmission on the car damaged?
Yes, ma'am. I started
to see. Do you have an estimate for that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
They said it'd be roughly 900.
This is not an estimate, sir. That's not an estimate.
That's the what the guy from Meineke gave.
It's not an estimate that I'm used to looking at, sir.
He said to put a transmission in, it'd be around
Reason for customer visit, it says. Use transmission four-wheel drive.
Correct. An estimate on it. He said in order to get the transmission.
Go ahead. Let's go for next. All right. Then you parked the car in front of your mother's house?
Yes, ma'am.
You drove the car to your mother's house. How far a trip was it to your mother's house from the hospital?
She lives like 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes, not that far.
Okay, so you drove to your mother's house, you parked the car there?
Correct.
And what happened when you parked the car there?
Parked the car and I left. She was calling, texting.
Do you have any of those texts?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them.
She even admits to putting something inside the urine in one of the text messages.
I'd like to see that, too.
She admits to vandalizing my truck also.
I'd like to see that, too.
Your Honor, he's lying.
I'm not speaking to you now.
All you have to do is just scroll up. Here you go, sir.
All I have to do...
Oh, yes. Just scroll up. Up, not down. Yeah.
How do you do that, Bert?
It says the hospital called saying I'm 9 weeks pregnant, but they couldn't tell because of something that I put in my urine. Asked her why the urine wasn't even warm.
Your Honor, I have paperwork showing my proof of pregnancy.
We're past that right now. I don't care. If she's pregnant, she'll have a baby, and if she'll,
she's
then,
not
she'll,
pregnant,
then
you know.
She will take you to court, somebody else to court,
the
to
baby
try to
be
establish
named
paternity.
Jesus the second if she's
so
pregnant.
I'm not interested whether it was cold or hot or lukewarm. I'm going to let you do it.
Then she says, you might as well come outside. She says, come outside.
I can read. Standing on the passenger side of your car. Why were you standing on the passenger side
of
his car?
I didn't know him to come outside. Those are old messages, Your Honor.
Why?
Do you understand
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't try to talk over me.
I'm not.
I'm asking you why you sent him this message that says, I'm standing on the passenger side of your car.
Because I had came over there to talk to him.
Okay. That's the answer, because you came over to talk to
yes.
him.
Yes. And he told me I wasn't outside.
You have to scroll up, sir.
Listen to me.
Come on up here. You do this.
Then it says, come outside. I'm outside your car. You might as well come out and look at your car.
Give me the date of that, sir. Is that
that is on the morning of the 8th, but it was the night of the 7th. We went to the
Got
hospital.
It.
I
Why
have messages on my phone.
Pay attention.
Okay.
Why would you say to him, why don't you come out and look and see what I did to your car?
I never done nothing to his car.
I didn't ask you whether you did anything to his car. I asked
because
you
Because he always accuses me of doing something. I'm always lying to him. He's always trying to make it seem like I'm devious.
Why don't
I'm going to do something to him.
No, listen to me.
I don't have a reason
to. Is there something wrong with you?
No.
I mean, I'm just going to try to lay out the rules of where you are.
Okay.
Aside from the fact that it's a courtroom, you're here because I'm supposed to resolve an issue.
Right.
But I just want you to try to think. If you're talking and I'm talking at the same time, and the livelihood of these people who are attached to this program depend upon me, not you, whose mic are they going to turn off, yours or mine?
Mine's.
Right. That would be smart. A smart girl would think about that. So why don't you answer me? Not why he's always accusing me, not why he's always saying I'm lying. Why would a smart girl say to him, why don't you come out and see what I did to your car? And when he comes out and looks at his car has a smashed back window.
Your Honor, I have text messages in my phone from the morning of the 9th. The morning his window got busted. After he caused a scene at the bar, he pushed me down to the ground and spit on me in front of everybody. I never once busted out his window. I don't go around to his mother's house to vandalize anything. I have proof of pregnancy. My cousin was with me at the bar the night that he pushed me down. She's here right now in the office.
I'm not talking about pushing you down.
You're talking about his windshield that I never busted.
I'm only talking about his window. That's all I'm interested in right now. I'll get to the argument at the bar later.
But that's all related
around this. So you don't have a reason why you would say to him, come out and look and see what I did to your car. Good. Can I see the estimate for the window, please?
I have a police report, too, Your Honor. I'd
like to look at that. Now, after this, you were at a bar.
The next day.
When you got to the bar, was she there?
I seen her in there.
And what happened when you saw her in there?
She didn't say anything to me all night.
And you stayed away from her?
Correct.
Then what happened? I'm looking at you now.
We had got outside the bar. The bar had been closed.
Slowly.
And I turned around. I was standing outside in front of the bar. I was waiting on my cousin. And he just came out of nowhere and pushed me to the ground real hard and spit on me. And I was laying on the ground like this with my hands up, and his friends was yelling for him to leave because the police was getting ready to come over there. He stood there for a matter of seconds like he wanted to help me up after he pushed me to the ground and spit on me. And then he took off and just peeled out the parking lot in his truck. A guy that was standing, he was like, Shorty,
don't, tell me what anybody said.
They helped me wipe the spit off my face. He spit on me.
Where's the police report?
Shh. I didn't file the police report. I went home. I was hurting.
The police were there.
Real bad.
Were the police? You just said the police were there.
Did you go to the doctor?
I went to the hospital. I've been going to the hospital on and off since then. I have paperwork where I've been bleeding on and off during my pregnancy. And I also have my proof of pregnancy paper with me.
I don't care if you're pregnant or not. Is this the first time you're pregnant?
No, it's not.
How old are you?
26.
How many children do you have?
3.
You have enough.
Right.
You had enough before this one.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Stay out of a bar. At what time in the morning when the bar was closing, if you have 3 children, stay home and take care of them?
I take care of my kids, Your Honor.
No, well, why were they at the bar with you?
And later today.
Who punched her in the mouth?
I didn't punch in the mouth.
Well, somebody punched her in the mouth.
And I pushed and she hit her head on the floor and bit her lip.
Well, hitting her head on the floor wouldn't it give her a black and blue mark over here?
Yeah, she bit her lip, she would.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Thomas says ex-girlfriend April Goolsbee vandalized his car after a heated argument regarding a pregnancy test. April is countersuing for a loan, false charges, and an assault.
Now, clearly, if it was this guy that you were hanging your hat on, he wasn't interested. He's not the father of your other children, is he?
No, he's not.
Well, clearly, he's not interested that if you have 3 children, you have enough children, and you shouldn't fool around with somebody who's clearly not interested in you. Stay home. Stay out of a bar. At what time in the morning when the bar was closing, if you have 3 children, stay home and take care of them?
I take care of my kids, Your Honor.
No. Well, why were they at the bar with you?
No, they wasn't at the bar with me, but
you owe him $159 for his window. Counterclaims dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She really just liked what she's seen.
Christopher is a class comedy act.
I mean, just my demeanor. And
he's crazy and he's known as weirdo wherever we stay at.
Just the character, period, and she just wanted to trap me, but
I mean, he's crazy.
I was smarter than that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnson versus Curry. Step forward.
Amanda Johnson is suing her neighbor's boyfriend, 19-year-old Jimmy Curry, for chipping her tooth and breaking a window in her home during an assault.
Mr. Curry, is this your girlfriend?
Yeah.
How long has she been your girlfriend?
4 years.
Where do you come from?
Minnesota.
Is something that I said funny?
No.
So why are you laughing?
I'm always smiling.
Why?
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm a happy person. I don't always have a grin on my face. Why are you so happy this morning?
I'm just smiling. I don't know, just smiling.
You don't smile all the time, right?
No.
You weren't smiling on September 27th, 2011, right?
No.
Do you remember September 27th, 2011?
Yeah.
Yes. Try yes, no.
Yes.
Do you remember where you were?
Yeah, at her crib.
What?
At her house, at Amanda's house.
What were you doing?
Playing cards.
What kind of cards?
Spades.
And who were you playing with?
Me, her, and my girlfriend.
So you were friends?
Yeah.
Had you been drinking?
Nah.
Had you been doing drugs?
Nope.
What were you fighting with your girlfriend about?
Don't remember.
What was he fighting with you about?
My purse.
Now, does that refresh your recollection? You were fighting about her purse?
Nah.
Oh, well, she's going to tell me about it. So, what about your purse?
He asked for me to give one of his friends a cigarette. I didn't want to.
I thought it was just the 3 of you playing
cards. It was, but he ran outside, and his friend was outside, and he had asked him for a cigarette, so he came inside and asked me for a cigarette, and I didn't want to give him a cigarette, so he grabbed my purse, and I wanted my purse back.
Now, you've been together for 4 years with Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Did you ever have occasion to call the police because he wasn't smiling?
No, I've never called the police on him.
So he's never put his hands on you in any negative way?
No.
So was he yelling at you on September 27th?
Yes.
What was he saying?
All types of stuff, names, more or less. I don't quite remember exactly. Nasty names, yeah.
And what happened with Miss Johnson?
She intervened in the argument.
How did she intervene?
She just requested that he leave.
And she said leave the house?
Yep, and to give me my purse back.
And then what happened?
They got into an argument, and she ran up to try to slap him, and he pushed her. She fell. Then she got up tried to run at him again, and she's like, I'm calling the police.
So he put his hands on her.
Yeah, he grabbed her shirt to, like, push her down.
That was good. He grabbed her shirt and threw her down.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yes.
Sit down. So easy.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He had mentioned the fact that Jimmy oftentimes has blackouts. She told me that he even beat up his pregnant sister, but didn't remember the incident.
Did your boyfriend have any blackouts? Is not an answer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amanda Johnson says her neighbor's boyfriend, Jimmy Curry, punched her in the mouth, chipping her tooth. She also claims he broke a window in her home.
Now, that's what we're here for. You were injured.
Yes, but I wasn't just pushed down. He also punched me in my mouth.
I'd like to see the medical records and photographs if you have.
I have photographs. I did not go to the hospital. Just the ones on my mouth or the window that he broke shortly after that.
What'd you break a window for, Mr. Curry?
I didn't break no window. Was it me?
Who was it?
I don't know. I don't be at her crib like that no more.
Who punched her in the mouth?
I didn't punch in the mouth.
Well, somebody punched her in the mouth.
When I pushed her, she hit her head on the floor and bit her lip.
Well, hitting her head on the floor wouldn't give her a black and blue mark over here.
Yeah, she bit her lip, she would.
No, if you hit your head on the back, you don't get a black and blue mark over here. You get a bump on the back of your head.
I ain't punching.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Yes. Tiana actually was a witness to him punching me. After this incident occurred, we actually went in front of her house after Jimmy had took off. Tiana was crying. She was hysterical. She had mentioned the fact that Jimmy oftentimes has blackouts. She told me that he even beat up his pregnant sister, but didn't remember the incident. So this whole time, Jimmy's been denying the fact that he punched me in my mouth, when in fact, like, I had to go on my birthday, which was 3 days later, with big old fat lip, black and blue marks, which did not make for a nice birthday for me.
Did your boyfriend have any blackouts? Is not an answer. Did your boyfriend have blackouts?
Not at this particular moment.
I didn't ask you about this particular time. I said, did your boyfriend have blackouts?
No, he remembers when he argues with people, their disagreements or fights. He remembers
So did he remember having a fight with his pregnant girl?
We were younger.
Did he remember that?
Yes, this was years ago, though.
How would Miss Johnson know about that unless you told her?
Oh, I did tell her, but...
You did? Just a minute. So you did tell her?
Yes.
And you told her that on September 27th?
No.
See, when did you tell her?
I think I mentioned it way before then. When the day that happened that we're talking about, I was too upset, hysterical to even say anything.
And what were you hysterical about?
I was upset with him for...
Why?
Starting an argument with me in front of, you know, other people.
Right.
In front of neighbors. It was really upsetting.
Right. And then doing the wrong thing with her.
I was in the middle of them trying to break it up. I did not see him slap her. I did see him grab her and pull her, but I was in crying, grabbing his shirt, trying to grab her shirt, trying to separate them before anything got too out of control, and I was crying because it was...
Did you leave with him?
Or no. He left on his own. He got in the car and left.
May I say something, Your Honor?
Yes.
I think she may be influenced by Jimmy. Jimmy has been physical with her in the past.
You know us.
Listen to me, Miss Johnson, she's been with him for 4 years. If she wants to leave him, she can. Don't get any more involved.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, do you work?
Nope.
How do you support yourself?
My mom.
What? How old are you?
19.
Who supports you?
My mom.
Who do you live with?
My mom.
Is there any reason why you don't work?
No, I went to an interview, but they never called back.
Mm-hmm. Gotta stop smiling.
What's so funny?
Gotta stop smiling.
It swelled up.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's all. Thank you.
Please are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He hit an inanimate object. Not a moving object. Not the deer or the moose.
The judge sorts through the wreckage.
You have a driver's license?
No, I don't.
What are you doing behind the wheel of a car?
Judge Judy.
she brought herself into the argument between me and him.
Yes, it was very frightening.
You would have handled it, it would have been squash.
Violence is not something that I want my children to witness.
But with a third party involved, so
I was very concerned.
There's always got to be some type of, you know.
So I really didn't want it to happen in between those two.
Bad, some way.
But I didn't expect it to happen with me.